This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, are we now going with Omicron?
It's either Omicron or Omicron.
See, I thought early in the day it was Omicron. Then I heard Joe and Tony. We're close.
There's no N. It's Omicron. There's no N in it.
Oh, yeah, Omicron. That's, yeah, Joe was saying Omicron.
Yeah, Joe was saying
no
it,
Omni.
No, yeah. There's no N in Omicron.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
There's probably some business called Omicron that is like, bring it on.
Could have been, but.
Love it. Cryptocurrency.
So what are you going with?
Omicron.
Yeah, that seems better.
Yeah.
Omicron. Your level, Dan Cook, you first. Your level of, let's go, concern, and text me too. 651-461-9226. With Omicron.
My concern level, we're doing the 1 to 10, the 0 to 10.
0 to 10.
Is probably, right for right now, it's 4.5.
Because
we can't do 5. It's as much concern as you can have without panicking or getting overly worked up about it. Because what we don't know.
Well, I would think it's higher than if you,
no,
as much concern until you get to panic, that's where you're at?
Well, until you or okay, now we got to actually do something. Because what we don't know yet. While this does have all of these mutations, is whether those mutations make it more virulent and make it more, I don't know what the word is, effective in terms of making you sick.
Yeah.
Does it make
more
you
powerful.
Sick, and how transmissible is it?
Yep.
We don't know that yet.
Nope.
Okay. There's every possibility that that could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't know for sure whether this is going to evade the vaccine or not yet. That hasn't been determined.
Yep.
That won't be determined for a couple of weeks. But as somebody is getting on a plane on Friday, yeah, I'm, you know, I have some concerns. I'm going to see, you know, my mother who has health issues.
Yep.
I have concerns. I'll be masked up. I'm, you know, booster jabbed. I've done everything I can do to be safe while still, you know, planning to travel. But yeah, it's something to very much keep track of. I'm not in panic mode yet.
Okay. And let me go next, Adam, then you third. 651-461-9226. Again, my word is concern. I'm a 7.5 on the concern level. I didn't ask, are you panicked? Are you freaked out? I am concerned because we have been told for months and months that if we would continue at a level of low vaccination and your immunity waning, whether it's your natural immunity or it's your immunity from the vaccines, that this would present the possibility of more variants and the idea that they may become more powerful. The one before Delta, which Mike Ostrom, for the first time, came on this show and said, this is going to bring us to the worst of the entire run. He was wrong on that. And he admitted multiple times he's been. But guess what? Delta did bring us to a more powerful level where we've now had more people die in 2021 than died in 2020, even with the vaccines available. So my 7.5 isn't saying I'm going to stop living my life. We're going back to lockdowns, hermetically sealed. But when I hear about that, you know, smart scientists have to study everything Dan just said. Is it more transmissible? Is it more powerful? Could it evade the vaccines? No guarantee that all these are going to be yes, My concern level goes to 7.5 for people I have in my life who I'm extraordinarily close to that have low immunity. The concern for others, Adam, and what it would do to take our country back if it turns out. So I'm a 7.5.
I think I'm probably probably a solid 7, and I think I was a 7 before we heard about Omicron. Because, I mean, the situation in our hospitals right now is, it's real. And it's,
yes.
Look, my ex-wife works in the emergency room at HCMC.
She's in on it.
We have a, that's what I'm saying. So don't tell me this, well, it's, you know, it's not true. It's not what, BS. So the concern I have is, okay, whether or not it's COVID, whatever it is, God forbid, I should need some sort of medical care
yes.
right now. Because you hear the stories about people being turned away or not being able to be admitted.
For significant issues.
Yes. And
not rolling your ankle.
Right. Or an issue that may not seem significant that could turn very significant if not treated correctly. So that is where my concern goes. Of course, if you're hearing about a new variant. And the other thing that gives me concern about this, too, I mean, this is not even a week since we've heard about this thing. And it's already at the top of the news. And the president is at a news conference on it. So it's not like this is something that's been around for a couple weeks. And boy, ooh, it's starting to get serious. That tells me, that points to how serious this is, that in less than a week it has become story A about the pandemic.
So how much of that could be, though? Let me push back. It's the political ramifications of that. And there's some duality to it also. Trump, and when he arrived at shutting down travel from China. He wasn't first, by the way. That's just incorrect. But when he did it, there were a lot of people, including people who supported him, who wondered if that was the right decision. Certainly Democrats pushed back against it. And in the end, it seems like most people believe that was the right decision. And because he's Donald Trump, he touted that just a couple times, that he made the right decision. He was right in that. There are other areas where I think he was wrong, but he was right in that. Joe Biden is underwater with his approval numbers. Whether you like it or not, whether you think he's much better than Trump or not, or worse, he's underwater. And Adam, if he says, we're going to wait, we're not going to overreact, we're going to give this some time, we're going to study this more, and it turns out that this variant is extraordinarily powerful, and we don't know if it's going to be yet, and he waited an extra week or two, not only the possibility of that ratcheting up the health concerns, but politically, that could be an albatross right on that neck for a long time.
Well, no matter what he does, 50% of the country is going to vehemently disagree with whatever move he makes, even in the face of glowing hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter anymore.
I think his battle, though, has been with independents. He won the election because of independents, Dan. You look at his numbers now with independents, he's getting crushed.
It's terrible. They're terrible, yeah. And I think you're right. I think politics absolutely plays a role in this. At the same time, anytime you see a variant with this number of mutations in it, I think the natural response to any responsible government, by any responsible government, is going to be to take it very, very seriously until we've proven that it doesn't need to be taken seriously. If there's any lessons we've learned from this pandemic, is to get out in front of this stuff as quickly as you can with sensible measures to try and stop the spread of it, because it will, you know, no matter how far out in front of it you are, it's still going to, you know, you can.
Well, it's here.
You're going to have that
impact
on the hospital.
We know it's here already.
That,
it's just,
right.
It's,
but if you, to much as you can delay that impact on the hospitals that Adam was talking about, that's, you know, one of the lessons we've learned.
And here's the other problem with that also leads to my stress level about it. I mean, here we are this far into it. We should have available to us free and instant testing to everybody who wants it.
100% right.
And the fact that we are still at that point where, there's people, everybody in this building has been on a rotating wheel of testing in the last 3-4 weeks. and it still takes 2 days, 3 days to find out your results. That's
or you can't get them.
That's absurd.
Yes.
Absolutely absurd that you cannot immediately get a test and find out immediately. I did it. The last COVID test, I went to some strip mall. It cost me $90 out of pocket to have an instant test of COVID.
That's also on the Biden administration. I mean, it's almost December, right?
Right.
And you can't say, well, it's Donald Trump and his and slow to react. He was slow to react. He's been gone since January. By the way, there should be N95 masks falling off trees right now so people aren't wearing the cloth masks.
One of the big Biden selling points that he tried to push during the campaign, remember, was Trump doesn't have a plan to, you know, get COVID under control. I do.
Yep.
And like all good plans, you know, as soon as you meet the enemy, it falls apart on you and you got to adjust. But the plan should have included better access to testing, better access to vaccines, and plenty of other things that clearly have not come to fruition under this administration.
I think the vaccine availability, I push back a little bit. Trying to convince people who won't get the vaccine, I don't know what else he can say. There has been some pushback. Even Andy Slavitt, who we're trying to get on tomorrow, who worked in the White House, said, I'm not so certain about those travel restrictions. Folks from South Africa saying, hey, we did everything right.
Right.
We told you we were prepared, and now you're shutting us down. What's going to happen with the next countries where they find out and going to say, okay, we'll just keep it quiet. You know. All right, what is your concern level? Again, it's concern level with the new variant, 0 to 10, 651-461-9226. All right, here are the texts, topic at hand, your concern level with the new variant. Chad, I'm concerned enough not to book our spring break vacation to D.C. and New York City. If variant goes sideways, I don't want to be in either of those cities. I'm going with, oh my God, as in here we go again. Level 6 concern because of stupid, selfish people being indoors this winter. Let's see. What do you recommend in dealing with my 90-year-old mom who refuses to get vaccinated? I've talked to her over and over, as have other family members. What would you say, Adam? 90-year-old who's as vulnerable as any, isn't listening to family members.
I don't know what you could say. I don't.
Yeah. If she's not listening, Dan, to family members, I guess the only other thing is if you could have a doctor tell her stories about individuals, her health, who thought the same thing, that they wouldn't be touched by it.
If there's a doctor that she has a trusted relationship with, that would be another way to go. Otherwise, all I can say is, you know, keep talking. Keep the conversation going.
Yes.
And make sure that she understands that where you're coming from is out of love for her and out of love for the people that she surrounds herself with.
More text here. 0 to 10, how concerned are you? Very concerned. You're going to get it if not vaccinated and no booster. Be cautious, wear a mask, do the right things. God forbid people don't get an accident and need medical attention, even surgery. Good luck. No space available. That's exactly what Adam was saying. It's true. What's more absurd is the fact you can't even get a good test. I've been asked to leave work today because my daughter tested positive. I'm a 9. Getting to this rocky, dangerous, uncontained point with COVID so far took a full court press and everyone's attention. Go to the convention center for free rapid tests. I hear a lot of people, Carter, talk about the convention center. The airport also is another place, right?
Yeah, I've been tested at the convention center before. But that one was, unless I'm wrong, that's still over 24 hours at least before you get your test results.
My concern level is, one, these variants just don't seem to be as deadly as the media makes it out to be. So we're lying, in other words.
Over 750,000 people have died. How deadly do you need it to be?
780,000 now, Dan.
Okay.
780,000, huge surge, hospital beds full, fatalities have surged. I'm glad you listen. But you're not telling the truth, or you're listening to places where they're not telling you the truth. Rapid tests at drugstores, they're flying off the shelf. Concern level 10. I have a biology degree, so concern the pockets of the non-vaccinated become the petri dishes for these mutated viruses. That's what's going on. Window issues at your house? As I tell you, it's 12:58, Linda's construction time check. Try Infinity from Marvin Windows. Let's have some fun coming up next. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!